Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fourth Ali in Parsha's Nasai, that is Parakeh, Pasuk Yud Aleph. And we're going to be learning the topic of Saita, a wayward wife who's suspected of adultery. And the Pasuk says, Vaydabar Shalom Shalemar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber b'nei Israel, speak to the b'nei Israel, v'amar talayim, and tell them, Ish ish kisista ishtai, a man whose wife shall go astray, umal abaymal, and do a trespassing in him. Let's see Rashi Yudbez, Ish ish kisista ishtai, ma kasul malam in inyan. What does it say right before this? Then a man, his holy things shall belong to him. Talking about giving truma and maaser to the kohen and the levi. If you're going to withhold the presents that are meant to be given to the kohen, chayecha, by your life, you're going to have to go to him anyway to bring him your saita wife. Ish ish, lametcha shemelas b'shtayim. This teaches us that she's mile, she trespasses too. Be'ish melchamash l'mailo, of war up above, talking about Hashem, ve'isha milmata, and her husband down here. Kisista ishtai, shana rabbi seinu chazal teach. A person doesn't commit adultery until some sort of spirit of foolishness goes into them. Dechsivka says in the pasuk, ki siste, and siste is a lashon of being foolish. Uksivbain it says, noif isha chasar lev. A person who's adulterous with a woman, he's lacking heart. That means he's lacking good sense and logic. Upshuta shel mikra, the simple way of understanding it is the way that we explained. Ki siste, if she goes astray, she went off the path of modesty, and she now is suspect in his eyes. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, we had said that she created some sort of trespassing. What is this? A man, he laid carnally with her, and it was hidden from the eyes of her husband, and she was secluded, and she became contaminated or defiled with this other person. But there is no witness, and she wasn't forced. And a spirit of jealousy passed over him, talking about the husband, and he warned his wife, and she defiled herself. Or a spirit of jealousy passed over him, and he warned his wife, or she didn't defile herself. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel. It says, a man laid with her. This is excluding katan, someone who's under 13 years old, or someone who's not a man, for example, animal. If she lays with him, that makes her unfit to her husband. But her sister doing something is not going to apostle her. This is in reference to a medrash that we're not going to be speaking about now. This excludes a blind person. Vinela means it was hidden from the eyes of her husband. Her husband technically could have seen, but it was hidden from him. A blind person doesn't have the ability to see. And furthermore, if her husband did see and he suppressed it, he pretends he didn't see, so the water that we're going to learn about, what she drinks, that is not going to test her. Vinistra, and she secluded herself. It has to be a certain amount of time that's fitting that she's able to have bia, she's able to have relations with this foreign man. The Eidain Ba'an, there was no witness. Ha'im Yeshba Afilu Eid Echad, if there was even one witness, Sha'amar Nitmes, it says she defiled herself, meaning she actually did the act with this other man. Lo Ha'isa Shaisa, then she does not drink the waters. The Eidain Ba'an, there's no witness, Batoma, that says that she actually defiled herself. Avol Yesh Eid Mastira, there has to be Eidim that she secluded herself with this man. Nispasa, Nansa, she was not forced. Kamai, Uspasa Vashachav Ima. So Pasuk Yodan Rashi tells us, Va'avar Olav, Kaidim Mastira, this is before she secluded herself with this other man, he had the spirit of jealousy. Ruch kina v'kine. Perash Rabbi Seinu Chazal explained, L'shen Hasra, this has to do with warning. Shemaser bar, he warns her, Al tisrei mishpleni, do not seclude yourself with that man. V'initma, I avar alav, klaimar, meaning to say, Hu hisra ba v'avar alas rasai. He warned her, and she defied his warning. V'ein yoduim nitma imlav. But we don't know whether or not she actually sinned with this man, or she perhaps was simply sipping coffee with him, as she secluded herself with him. But once again, her husband warned her, and he told her, do not seclude yourself with that man, and she did. So back to Chumash Pasuk Tazvav. Vehevu eshes ishtay al kain, and the man should bring his wife to the kain. Vehevi is karbono aleha, and he should bring her carbon with her. Asiris ha'efa kemach so'erim, a tenth of an efa of barley flour. Lo yitzak olav shemen, he shall not pour oil on it. Veleitan olav levana, he shall not bring it with frankincense. Ki minchas kenaisu, because this is a jealousy mincha. Minchas zikarin maskaris avain, it is a remembrance mincha, reminding him of sin. Vehekir vayis al kain, and a kain shall bring her vehamid lefnei Hashem, and stand in front of Hashem. Velokach ha'kain ma'im kadoshim b'chicharis, and the kain shall take sanctified waters in a earthenware vessel. And from the dirt that's on the floor of the Mishkan, the kohen shall take and place that into the water. And the kohen shall stand in front of Hashem. And he shall uncover the head of the woman. And he should put onto her palms this minchas hazikaron, this remembrance mincha. Minchas kenois hi, this is a jealousy mincha. Uviyad hakohen yu, and in the hands of the kohen shall be mehamarim hamaarim, these bitter and afflictive waters. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tazvav, describing the mincha that's brought brought with her. Kemach shloi hei misoilus. It should not be fine flour. It doesn't say soilus. It just says plain kemach, which is coarse flour. So ayrim barley, v'loi chitim, and not wheat. He asked the ma'asa behema. She did the act of an animal, the karbon amacha behema. So her karbon is food for an animal, which is barley. Lo yitzek olav shemen. Do not pour oil on it. Shloi hei karbonim hoder. Her karbon shouldn't be very fine and beautified. She shemen kari or, because oil is called or, light. V'hi asta b'chayshech, and she did this in the dark. V'lo yitein olav levina. She emais nekras levina. Our matriarchs are called levina, frankincense. Shenemar says, El givas halavina. V'hi perish midar kehem, and she went off of their path, and she did not act appropriately. Go to Rashi, minchas kenois, ma'ireres aleha shtei kenois. This awakens or stirs up two jealousies on her. Kinas hamakim, the jealousy of Hashem, v'kinas habal, and the jealousy of her husband. Pasuk yudzayin to Rashi, he takes sanctified waters. Ma'im kedoshim, shekadshu bakir, they were sanctified in the kiyor. L'fisha nasa minichashis mar satsoivais, the kiyor itself was made from the copper mirrors, v'zu perishim midar kehen, and she departed from their ways. Shahayu nevalas l'balim, mitzoyim tachas hatipuach. These women, they used their mirrors to beautify themselves, and then they were with their husbands underneath the apple trees of Mitzrayim, v'zu kilkel al acher, and she was scandalous, and she defiled herself to someone else, tibadek bay, so she should be tested with these waters. Bechli chares, why is it put in an earthenware vessel? He hish kesayas hanayif yayin meshubach b'kais meshubachim. She gave the adulterer fine wine in fine glasses, v'fikach tish demayim hamarim, therefore she drinks bitter water, b'mekeh de bezuyish l'cheres, in a lowly cup of earthenware. And Pasuk Yud Ches in Rashi says, v'hemid ha-kain, the kain shall stand her up. V'alek far nemar v'hemid lefnei Hashem, doesn't already say two psukim ago that he shall stand her in front of Hashem? Why is it saying again that he shall stand her in front of Hashem? Elam ha-sin ha-yu aysev makam l'makam, he used to schlep her from here to there and there to here, k'day liyaga, in order to tire her out, v'titarv daita v'taita, and her mind should be all for blunge and mixed up, and she'll finally admit to her sin without having to go through this whole procedure. Upara, he uncovers her hair. Saiser is Kleas Sara, he unbraids the braid of her hair. K'day levazaisa, in order to degrade her. Mikan le b'nais Yisrael, shegilu eresh g'nayel hen. We learn from here that b'nais Yisrael, the fine daughters of Yisrael, that uncovering of their hair is an embarrassment for them. Lefnei Hashem, he stands in front of Hashem. B'shar Nikonor, this is the main gates of the Beis HaMikdash. Hushar HaZara Mizrahi, this is the eastern gate of the Hazara. Derech Kol Nechnasim, everyone goes through that gate. B'nasan Al Kapel, he takes the mincha and he puts it on her palms. Liyaga, to tire her out. Ulai Titar of Dati V'tayda, perhaps he's going to tire her out, he's going to make her all mixed up, and then she's going to admit to her sin. B'lo Yimach Hashem Amyuchad Al Mayim, and Hashem's unique name should not be erased on this water. We're going to learn that Hashem's name is actually erased in order to bring Shalom ben Ishla Ishtai, and we don't want that to happen, so we're going to do whatever we can in order to get her to admit to her sin. Hamarim, these are bitter waters. Al Shem Saif and Shem Marim La, this is because at the end of the day, it's going to make her life bitter for her. Ham Ararim, we call these afflictive waters. Ham Chasrim Oisim Min Oilam, they take her out of the world. L'shein Silein Mamir. V'lo Yitachan L'farish Mayim Arurim, don't say that the waters themselves are cursed. Sherei Kadeshin Him, because we said that they're sanctified waters because they're coming from the Kiyar. V'lo Arurim Kasav Akasav, the Pasuk doesn't say that they are cursed waters. Ela Mi Arurim Esu Acherim, they bring a curse to others. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes. V'ishbia Oisa Kain, and the Kain makes her swear. V'amar El Ishan, he tells the woman, Im Loi Shachav Ish Oisach, if a man did not lay with you, Vim Loi Satis Tumah Tachas Ishech, and if you have not strayed to become contaminated with someone else other than your husband, Hinaki Mimei Hamarim Hamarim Ha'ele, you shall be innocent from these bitter and afflictive waters. V'at but you, Ki Satis Tachas Ishech V'chinitmes, if you have strayed and been contaminated with someone other than your husband, V'yitin Ish Bach Es Shchavta Mibalade Ishech, and someone other than your husband has laid with you. And the kain shall make her swear with the oath of the curse. And the kain says to the woman, Hashem shall place in you a curse and an oath among your nation. Hashem is going to make your thigh fall and your stomach swell. And this bitter and afflictive water shall go into your insides to cause the stomach to swell and the thigh to fall. Isha, amen, amen, and the woman responds, amen, amen. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes. Vishbia, and he makes her swear, Umah yashvua, what exactly is the shvua? Im loy shachav hinaki. First we start out, if you didn't lay with the man, then you shall be clean from anything. Haim shachav, however, if you did lay with him, chinki, so then you shall be choked. We take the hey of the word hinaki and change it to a ches and read it as chinki, that she's going to be choked. Shemichla lav atashemeyehen. From the negative, we learn the positive. Elosh emitzvah liftech b'din nefash is tchilus chos. Since we're talking about her dying over here, we always want to start out with the positive, that if you didn't do anything wrong, then you'll be okay. However, dot, 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 fill in the blank. And Pasuk Chaf in Rashi, Va'at ki sotes, ki mishamish b'loshayin im. Over here, the word ki doesn't mean because, it means if. If you did sin, then the following is going to happen. Pasuk Chaf Aleph in Rashi, b'shvuah sa'ala, shvuah shel klala, this is an oath of a curse. Yidin Hashem oisach l'ala, shvuah kol mekalin beich. Everyone's going to curse using you. Yivayich kederach shabal aplainis, the following shall happen to you like happened to that woman. And v'lishvuah, shvuah kol nishbayin beich, everyone's going to swear on you, lo yara li kederach she'er l'plainis, this shouldn't happen to me like it happened to that lady. V'chein Oemer also says, v'nachtim shimchem l'shvuah l'v'chirai, sh'asadikim nishbayin b'pronasim shal rishayim. Sadikim, they make an oath through the punishment of Rishayim. V'chein l'inyin ha-bracha, and so too with bracha, v'nivruchu b'chay v'arach Yisrael le'mar. Es yirechech b'akol ha-hiktim yarech le'baten. When we're dealing with the curse itself, first the yarech, the thigh, is mentioned before the stomach. L'fi shabay eschila b'aver t'chila, because aver started with her thigh first. Tzava k'targuma y'nefucha, this has to do with swelling. Pasuk of Bez and Rashi, see the second Rashi, Latzvez Betin Vlan Pel Yarech, Bidna Virecha Shalbayel, this is referring to the stomach and the thigh of the one who laid with her, he's going to get punished also. Jump to the next Rashi, Amen, Amen, Kabbalah Shvuah, she's accepting the Shvuah by saying Amen. Now, why is it that she said the word Amen twice? Amen Hala Allah, Amen Hala Shvuah. She's saying Amen to the curse and Amen to the oath. Amen that this is going to happen to her if she did it with this man. Amen Mish Acher, she's saying Amen even if she did it with a different man. Amen Shalosa Tisa Arusa Nesua, Amen that she did not do this as an Arusa, as an engaged woman, or even as a married woman, Shemeres Yavim Ukenusa. So she's saying Amen to many different stages of her life and to many different men. She's saying Amen to all that this curse is going to be in her if she actually did sin. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk of Gimel, V'kasev es ha'olos ha'el ha'kain ba'sefer, and the kain shall write these curses on a sefer, meaning on a piece of parchment, u'macha el mei hamarim, is dissolved in these bitter waters, meaning he puts the piece of parchment inside and the words are dissolved inside the water. V'hishkas ha'isha es mei hamarim hama'arim, and shall give the woman to drink these bitter and afflictive waters, uba uba hamayim hama'arim lamarim, and these waters shall come into her and cause bitterness to her. V'lokach ha'kain miyad ha'isha, and the kain shall take from the hand of the woman, es minchas ha'kanois, this jealousy mincha, v'hinefes ha'mincha l'fnei Hashem, and he shall wave the mincha in front of Hashem, v'hikrav ois al mizbech, and bring it close to the mizbech, v'kamatz ha'kain min ha'mincha es azkar asa, and the kain shall take a kmitza, a three-fingerful scoop from the mincha, its remembrance, v'hikrav mizbecha, and burn that on the mizbech, v'achar yashkas ha'isha samayim, and afterwards, give the woman this water to drink. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chafei. V'hein if initial wave, Meilechu mevi malu marid. This is back and forth, up and down. V'afi manifi ima, she even waves it with him. She'adal malam miyadish al-kayin. Her hand is above the hand of the kayin, meaning she's actually holding on to the mincha, and his hand is underneath hers. V'kriv aysa, and he shall bring it close. Zuhi agashasa, bekeren dremis maravis shal mizbeach, kaidim kmitza. This is bringing it close to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach before the kmitza is taken off. Kishar menachas, this is done to every other mincha also. Pasuk Chavav in Rashi, Azkar saw its remembrance, Hua Kaimetz. This is the Kaimetz taken out of the Mincha. Shalideak Tarasya Mincha Bala Zikaron Legavaya. Through the burning of the Kaimetz, that's how this Mincha is remembered by Hashem, by the Almighty. And back to Chumash Pasuk of Zion, we finally reach a climax of this whole event, V'hishka Samayim, and he gives her the water to drink. V'haisa, and it shall be, Im Nitma, V'timo Mal B'isha, if she actually defiled herself and did a trespassing against her husband, Uvova Hamayim Hama'arim Lamarim, and this bitter and afflictive water shall come into her, V'tsavsa Bitna, V'nafli Yerecha, and her stomach will swell, and her thigh collapse, V'haisa Isha La'ala B'ker V'ama, and the woman will be as a curse among her nation. V'im Loi Nitma Isha, however, if the woman did not defile herself, Utahirahi, and she's tahar, she's pure. V'niksa v'nizra zara, and she'll be clean, and she will have children. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Zion. V'hishkas hamayim l'rabis, this includes she'im amra eni shaisa. Let's say she says, I'm not drinking the water. L'achar shenim chakam megillah. After already it's been erased in the water. Ma'aru naisa umashkin naisa b'akarcha, we force her to drink it. Elam kein amra t'me'ani, unless she says, I'm tame, she finally admits that she did something wrong, then we're not going to force it. But if she tries to close her lips and say, I'm not going to drink it, we force her. B'tzav sabitna, afal pisha b'kol hiska yarech. Even though in the curse we mention her thigh first, the water only does this test as it goes into her. So first it gets to her stomach and her stomach is going to swell. And she's going to be a curse. Like I already explained, says Rashi, everyone's going to use her as a curse. And jump to Pasuk Chesin Rashi, if she did not become contaminated with this seclusion, and she's tahar from a different place, she will be clean from this bitter and afflictive water. Not only that, if she usually has children and it's very painful for her, she's going to do so and it's going to be much easier. If her kids usually were shchayrim, which means they're very swarthy or dark complexion, she's going to give birth to very beautiful, fine children. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chavtes, this is the decree, the law of kenais, of jealousy. jealousies, asher tiste isha tachas isha, that a woman strays from her husband, venitma, and becomes defiled. Ay isha asher taver all of ruach kin vikines ishtai, a man that he has a spirit of jealousy pass over him, and he warns his wife, vehemet es isha lefnei Hashem, and he stands his wife in front of Hashem, va'asola kain is kalatar azois, and the kain does all this that we just described, veniko ish me'avin, the man shall be free from sin, v'isha hi tisa savayna, and this woman, she shall bear her sin. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk lamed aleph. Ay ish, kamay ay noida, kloimar, meaning to say, im ish kenaihu, if he is a jealous man, lakach v'men is isha, that's why he's going to bring his wife to the kain. Pasuk lamed aleph and Rashi, veniko ish me'avin, imbida ku amayim. Let's see, the water did test her, and then something bad happened. She exploded. Al yuda gloimar, he shouldn't worry by saying, chafti misaso, I caused her death. Naki hu min ha'einesh, he is free and clear from einesh. Davar acher, a different way of understanding this, is mishi ashkeno, once he gives her to drink and everything turns out to be fine, tei etzle beheter, now she's allowed to be with him beheter, everything's mutter, they're allowed to be together, v'nika me'avon, and they're going to be free from sin, shasaita asri labailo, because from when he warns her, she's assert him and they're not allowed to be together. But after she drinks the water, everything's okay, so then they are allowed to be together once again. And back to Chomesh, Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, we talk about a nazir. V'aydaber shel Moshe lemar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'marta lehem, speak to the b'nei Yisrael and tell them, isha isha, man or woman, ki yafli, that shall express, lindar neder nazir, to make a neder of a nazir, lahazir l'Hashem, to do a withdrawal for Hashem. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Ki yafli, yafresh, this means to express. Lama nisbacha parshas nazir l'parshas saita. Why is it we talk about a nazir right after the parshas saita? Lama l'cha to tell you, shekali roi saita b'kakula. Anyone that sees a saita in her degraded state, yazir asmi min hayayin, he's going to withdraw and he's going to separate himself from wine, shehu mevi l'dei niyof, because wine is what brought to the adulterous ways of a saita. Neder nazir, a neder of nazirus, eng nazir b'chol makam el prisha. The word nazir means to withdraw. Afkan shepirish min hayayin, he's withdrawn from wine, lahazir lashem, lahavdil asma min hayayin l'shem shemayim. He's separating himself from wine. This is l'shem shemayim. This is for Hashem. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel. So what does he do? Miyayin v'shecher yazir. He is separating himself from young wine and aged wine. Chaymetz yayin v'chaymetz shecher lo yishte. He's not allowed to drink vinegar from young wine or aged wine. V'chol mishras anavim lo yishte. He's not allowed to drink anything which was soaked in grapes. V'anavim lachim v'veshim lo yechel. He's not allowed to eat grapes which are moist or dry. No eating fresh grapes or raisins. Kol yimin Israel. All the days of his Naziris, because Sher Yasim, Megefan Yayin, anything which is made from grapes, Mechartsan and Vadzag, from the pits all the way till the skin, Lo Yechel, he's not allowed to eat it. Koyme Neder Nizrai, all the days of the Neder of his Naziris, Tar Lo Yaval Roshai, a razor is not allowed to go on his head, Admo Sayyam, Asher Yazal Hashem, until the completion of days that he has separated for Hashem, Kadeshia Gadel Parasar Roshai, shall be holy that which grows on his head. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey. Kadeshia shall be holy, Haser Shalai, his hair is holy, Legadel Parashal Sar Roshai, he has to grow his hair out. Para, nokad pasach katan l'fishu davak l'sar roshay parashal ser. Parashal para, what does it mean, para? It's wild, it has to grow out. Gidush l'ser, that means his hair has to grow out. V'chein is roshay lo yifra, vein karoi para pachas m'shleishim yoyim. It's not called para if it's less than 30 days. And the Gemara darshins that if a person says, I'm going to be a nazir, and he doesn't specify a certain amount of time, so the minimum nazir is 30 days. And back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, koyimei hazir l'Hashem, all of his days of separation for Hashem, al nefesh meis lo yavai, he is not allowed to come into contact with a dead body. La'aviv u'lima, to his father, mother, brother, sister, he's not allowed to become tame even if they die, because the crown of Hashem is on his head. All the days of his naziris, kadesh hu l'Hashem, he is kadesh for Hashem. And Rashi in Pasuk Ches tells us, zu kedushas hagof milatam l'meisim, this says that he himself is holy and he has not become tame meis. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, v'chiyomos meis olav b'fes ha-pisim, let's say someone dies on him suddenly, v'timei resh nizrei, and his head became tame, meaning he became tame, v'gilach resh, he has to shave his head on the day of his becoming tar. On the seventh day, he shall shave it. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. This is a complete accident. Some say, this is one thing. It's a sudden happening. Someone dies on him. This is talking about in the oil, in a tent that he's in it. It doesn't mean that someone literally died on him. It means that someone died near him, and they're in the same tent, and therefore he became tameh. And the day that he becomes tar, and the day that he gets sprinkled with the water of the Parah Aduma. Now let's go back to Chumash Pasuk. Yod uvayem hashmini, on the eighth day, yavish tei sayrim hashem b'nei yayna, he should bring two turtle doves or two young doves, al hakayin to the kayin, al pesach el mayit, to the entrance of the el mayit. Vasa hakayin echad l'chatas v'echad l'ayla, and the kayin shall bring one as a chatas and one as a ayla, v'chiper alav, and shall atone for him, asher chatal nefesh, that he sinned on a soul, meaning he sinned because he became tamei, v'kidash his resh b'yem ahu, and he shall sanctify his head on that day. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Aleph tells us, asher chatal nefesh, shalei nizer mitumas Tamas Hameis because he wasn't careful from becoming Tamimeis. Rabbi Lazar Kapor Aymer, he says, Shetzir Atzmin Menayayin. His sin is that he pained himself that he's not allowed to drink wine. And the Mepharshim discuss why exactly is that considered a sin that he would have to bring a carbon for if he was looked upon positively for doing this. V'kidish Shetzreshai, Lachzor Lahaschol Minyan Nizrusai. He has to restart his count of his Nizirus. Back to Chomish Pasuk Yud Beis. V'hizr L'Hashem Esimei Nizrei, and he shall once again withdraw for Hashem, separate himself for Hashem all the days of his Nizirus. V'hevi Keves Ben Shnasei L'Asham, and he shall bring a keves within its first year as a carbon asham. Vayom harshenim yiplu ki tamei nizrei, and the first days shall fall. They're falling to the wayside because his nizirus, he became tamei in it, meaning he has to restart his count. And now the pasuk tells us v'zayis tares hanazir, and this is the tar of a nazir b'yayim loisimei nizrei, when he actually completes his nizirus. Yavi oisei al pesach el maid, he shall bring him to the entrance of the el maid. Rashi pasuk yud gimel tells us yavi oisei, yavi es atzma, he brings himself to the entrance of the el maid. V'zay echad mishloisha esim shahay rabbi shmol derish. Similarly, they bring themselves. He buried himself. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yudalad. Fikavas Karban El Hashem, he shall bring his carbon for Hashem. Keves ben Shnasei Tamim Echad La'ayla, one unblemished lamb within its first year as an Ayla. V'chavso Achas Bashnasei Tamim L'chatas, and another one for a Chatas. V'ayil Echad Tamim L'shlamim, and an unblemished Ayla as a Shlamim. So he brings three different carbonas. V'sal Matzois, and a basket of Matzois. Soilus Chaz Blus B'shemin, fine flour Chalois that are mixed with oil, or kike masas meshucha mashamin, and matzah crackers anointed with oil, or minchasim and iskeim, and their mincha and their libations. Vehikar v'kain lifnei Hashem, and the kain shall bring in front of Hashem, va'asas chatasa v'esailasoi, and brings his chatos and his ayla, v'esho ayil, and the ayil, the ram, yasa zevach shlamim l'Hashem, shall be done as a zevach shlamim for Hashem. It's a shlamim, it's a peace offering, al sal matzahs, along with his basket of matzahs, v'asa kain es minchas v'niskoi, and the kain also shall bring its mincha and its nesachim. Let's see Rashi pasuk dasvav, but the second Rashi, chalos blois Kike matzois, Asher Mikol Min. So he brings 10 each of these different types of matzois. And Pasuk Yud Zayin Rashi tells us, Zevach Shlamim L'Hashem Al Sala Matzois, Yishchat Es HaShlamim Al Menas L'Kadish Es Alechem, the Kohen shall shech the Shlamim in order so that this bread, these matzois, shall become sanctified, as Minchasiv Es Nisgoy Shal Ayil. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches, V'gilach HaNazir Pesach Oil Maid as Rosh Nizrei, and the Nazir shall shave his head at the entrance to the Oil Maid, V'lokach HaSa'ar Rosh Nizrei, and he shall take the hair of his head, V'nasan Ala'ish, and put it in the fire, Asher Tach HaZevach HaShlamim, which is underneath his carbon shlamim. And Rashi Pasuk Yud Ches tells us, V'gilach HaNazir Pesach Oil Maid, Yochu Yigalach Bazar, you might think that he should shave his head in the Azara itself, Harei Zederach Bizayin, that's a degradation to the Azara. El V'gilach HaNazir, when it says that he shaves, La'achar Shchitas HaShlamim, that's after it's shechted, Shekasav Behem, Mushchotei Pesach Oil Maid, that's shechted at the entrance to the Oil Maid, he's going to shave his head outside of the Azara. Asher tachas zevach hashlamim, tachas hadot shehu mevashlan bay. He throws his hair into the fire, which is underneath the pot or the cauldron which his meat is cooking in. Fisha shalmei nazar hayim mizbash l'mazara, since it's being cooked in the Azara, shetzar chlita al-kayin ha-zraya achashin mizbash l'hanuf ne Hashem, because the kayin has to take the zraya, the foreleg of the animal, and wave it in front of Hashem. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yotaz, v'lakach ha-kayin ha-zraya b'sheila min o'ayil, and the kayin shall take the zraya b'sheila, this means the foreleg which is cooking from the aisle, v'chalas matzah achas min asal, and one matzah from the basket, v'rakik matzah echad, and also one matzah cracker, v'nasan al kapei ha-nazir, and he puts it on the palms of the nazir, achar es galches nizrei, after he's already shaved his nizirus, v'hein efaisem ha-kayin tunufal f'nei Hashem, and the kayin shall wave them, a waving in front of Hashem, kodesh hu la-kayin, sanctified for the kayin, al chazei ha-tunufa, this is besides for the chest which was waved, v'al shayka truma, and the thigh which was raised up, v'achar yishta ha-nazir yayin, and afterwards the nazir is allowed to drink wine. Zayis taras ha-nazir asher yidar Karbanei LaHashem al Nizrei. This is the law of a Nazir who shall promise his carbon to Hashem for his Nizirus, Melvad Asher Tasig Yadai, aside from what he can afford, Kefi Nidra Asher Yidar, according to his vow that he shall take, Kein Yas al Tiras Nizrei, so he shall do in addition to his status as a Nazir. And now the pasuk tells us, "Vaydaber shel Moshe lemer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al Aaron v'albanav lemer, speak to Aaron and his son saying, Kais avarchas b'nei Yisrael, so you shall bless b'nei Yisrael, amar lahem, tell them as follows. Let's see Rashi of your pasuk of Gimel, the second Rashi, amar lahem, shiu kulam shaimim, they should all listen, amar malay, it's written malay, it's written with a vav, not without a vav, lois avarchem b'chipazim b'halos, don't bless them hardly and in a distracted state, el b'chavanu b'lev shalim, you should do it with full kavana and a full heart. This is birkas kaihanim, this is what the kaihanim say in the Beis HaMikdash and in Eretz Yisrael every single day, and in Chutz La'aretz on Yom Tovim. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Daled, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Hashem shall bless you and guard you. Rashi over here, Pasuk of Daled says, Yivarecha, Hashem should bless you, she'izbarcho nechasecha, that your possessions should be blessed. V'yishmerecha, and guard you, shlo yivayo lecha shaydim, so that rabbis shouldn't come litol meincha to take your money. Shanesen matanol avdei, someone who gives a present to his servant, and yachol shamim kol adam, he's not able to guard it against anyone. V'kivim shabayim listim olav, if robbers come, v'naitlam esam menu, and take it away, mahana yeshlo matanazu, what benefit did this servant have with this present that you gave him? Aval kodesh baruch hu, hu anosein hu hashemer. Hashem, he both gives it and guards it. And there's many different ways of darshaning this. And back to Chumash Pasuk of Hey, the second Pasuk of Berichos Kehanim, Yair Hashem panav elecha vichuneka. Hashem should enlighten his countenance toward you and give you grace. This is a lashon of chen, of grace. Let's see Rashi over here. Yair Hashem panav elecha. Yair elecha panam sechakais. He should show you a smiling countenance. Panam tzuhuvais, a radiant and shining countenance. Vichuneka yiten lecha chen. He shall give you grace. And back to Chumash Pasuk of Vav, Yisa Hashem panav elecha. Hashem should raise up his face towards you, v'yasem lecha shalom, and establish peace for you. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Havav, Yisa Hashem panav elecha, yichvash kasai, he shall suppress his anger towards you. And back to Chumash Chav Zion for the last pasuk in this aliyah, v'samu es shemi al b'nei Yisrael, and they shall place my name on the b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avarachem, and I shall bless them. Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Zion, v'samu es shemi, yivarachum, the kaihanim shall bless them, b'shem ha-mefarish, with the shem ha-mefarish, v'ani avarachem, and I'm going to bless them, li-Yisrael, that means I'm going to bless Klai Yisrael. I'm going to agree with the Kehanim, says Hashem. Davar acher v'ani avarachem l'Kehanim. Hashem says that he's going to bless the Kehanim. If they bless Klal Yisrael, he's going to bless them. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with the fifth aliyah tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.